Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mr. Pentangeli, were you a member of the Corleone family? Did you serve under Capo regime, under Vito Corleone, also known as the Godfather?
I never knew no Godfather.
Mr. Pentangeli, you are contradicting a sworn statement you previously made to me and signed. I ask you again, sir, here and now, under oath, were you at any time a member of a crime organization headed by Michael Corleone?
I don't know nothing about that. Oh, I was in the olive oil business with his father. But that was a long time ago, that's all.
We have a sworn affidavit. We have it. Your sworn affidavit that you murdered on the orders of Michael Corleone. Do you deny this confession?
Look, the FBI guys, they promised me a deal. So I made up a lot of stuff about Michael Corleone, because that's what they wanted. But it was all lies. Everything. And I kept saying, Michael Corleone did this. And Michael Corleone did that. So I said, sure.
It's now time for The Defoe Show.
Welcome back to the show. Beautiful sunny day developing here in South Florida. It's great to be with you on 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. It's a Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday. We're having a good time doing that. And Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday is brought to you by personal injury attorney, and this guy is the best at it. And he is the real deal, Jared Spingarn. You can reach him at 833-HIRE-JARED, 833-447-3527. Check out his website at hirejared.com. And with that, we welcome the extraordinary personal injury attorney, Jared Spingarn, to the show. Jared, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great and very blessed. Actually, here at the hospital right now, my wife and I, we had our second daughter.
What?
Baby girl on Friday.
Mazel tov.
Yes, and miracles happen. So a crazy story, if you guys are ready for this. So my wife had some serious complications and was on bed rest since week 16. And obviously, you know, they say everything happens for a reason. So yes. She's been in excruciating pain since, you know, early on in her pregnancy. And the doctor, who was great, pushed for her to allow her to have an early childbirth by 2 weeks. And during, she had a scheduled C-section, and during the C-section, we're in there, and all of a sudden, the doctor's like, oh, my God, look at this. She has a window. And he's telling everybody, look at her window. And my wife and I are like, you know, okay, what's going on? And so the doctor looks and says, listen, you're very lucky. He goes, this window that we're talking about here, this is your uterus, and it was about to rupture. And if we had waited any longer, that would have ruptured. You would have bled out and lost you and the baby.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Later, the nurse came in when we were in recovery, and she explained it to us. She goes, your uterus is basically a muscle. She goes, imagine a steak. Imagine you take a knife, you cut the steak in half, and right before the two pieces separate, there's an outer layer of fat. She goes, that layer is so thin that it creates a window. She goes, literally, your uterus was hanging on by a membrane that was so thin you could see right through it. She goes, whoa. It wasn't days or weeks away. She goes, you were hours away from that rupturing, and you would have bled out, and you and the daughter would have been lost. So, and it was amazing. She got goosebumps. She goes, oh, my God. She goes, look at my arm. She goes, I see stuff all the time. She goes, this was a miracle. So just very blessed.
Wow, that's a great weekend. Jesus.
Congratulations. Miraculous story and a miracle baby, Jared Spingarn. Wow, congratulations. And Glad everything turned out okay. I know there was a lot of concern about that, or you had expressed that before here on the show. So, wow, that's just a tremendous uplifting story. Where, you know, here we are in the sports world where a lot of people want to steer things towards being a bummer, including Luby. And I have to ask you this, Jared, because I know you're inclined to gamble, and obviously some of the things that you do in your law practice have to involve the ability to clearly see when you need to call the insurance company's bluff. And see, you know, you have to be willing to go to trial, and then at the last second, all of a sudden, they have a change of heart, and that $10,000 offer turns into $10 million. And you have to be able to foresee that. But would you hedge your bet, if you were me, on the Dodgers in six? It's a small wager. It's only a stick. I'm going to get back $400 if I win this thing, if they win on Tuesday night. But if they don't, is it worth, I mean, in the long haul, in your way of thinking, towards gambling instincts and degenerate type of stuff, would you go ahead and put $100 on a raise so that you either don't lose or win $300?
I think you can't lose either way. So, you know, just for the excitement of it and get your adrenaline going, you know, I'm always a risk taker. I tell you, you don't get anywhere in life without risk. You know, I went out on my own very early in my career, and it definitely paid off. And I truly believe in life, if you don't take risk, you don't get very far. So I'm on board with that.
All right. Go ahead and take a shot at it. And so you would not hedge, or you would lay off the $100 on the raise and make sure that you didn't lose after. I mean, you know, because you had a pretty good idea. I mean, this was a good future prop. It was like the doctor foreseeing that he needed to make a move right away. And, you know, I'm sitting in a position here. And that's the beauty, where you might be in a position where you can't lose. Speaking of which, I mean, can the Dolphins lose by starting Tua Tagovailoa? And what did you think about the way the whole situation was handled?
So in terms of the way the situation was handled, obviously I think it could have been a little bit more tactful. And I think in the beginning of the season, I told you I thought week 8 was when he would come in against Arizona, and kind of the schedule got moved around a little bit, and I was hoping that he wouldn't have to face the Chargers game, which got pushed back a couple weeks, or the Rams, because – you know, his baptism under fire is going to be with Aaron Donald coming right up the center. And obviously, yes, you know, he's the best player in football. And with Tua's health, I'm kind of fearful for Aaron Donald getting to him. So the timing of it, I think, could have been a little bit better. But I guess with the bye week and everything, they said, let's get him ready. And, you know, it was only a matter of time till he replaced Fitzmagic. And it's Tua time. So we better be ready to rumble.
Do you see Fitzpatrick going elsewhere, or did the Dolphins just retain him as a season-long mentor, which he was doing a great job? I mean, it seemed like he knew that the kid was under his wing. I guess he's entitled to feel that Luby, cold-hearted, stone-hearted man that he is, thinks that Fitzpatrick has no beef whatsoever. And that was echoed by Rex Ryan yesterday. I don't know if you – obviously you were busy with the childbirth and your wife and the new baby, but – I don't know if you had a chance to catch a clip of Rex Ryan saying that this was obviously a decision made by the coaches. Many people feel like it was made upstairs, but he said they know what Rex Ryan is. I mean, what Ryan Fitzpatrick is, and they had no choice but to go ahead and make this move. They know they're going nowhere with Fitzpatrick at quarterback.
Yeah, it was interesting. I actually saw the video of what happened on ESPN where they were going back and forth, and you know, Matt Hasselbeck had some good points that it seems like this was more an organizational decision coming from the top from Chris Greer than it was a coaching decision. Because if you look at it, the past 2 weeks when we played San Francisco and the Jets, we had big, very big fourth quarter leads. And if you wanted to make a switch to Tua, they could have put him in the middle of the fourth quarter, or even in the beginning of the fourth quarter, honestly, against the Jets, they could have put him in after halftime.
Yes.
And they didn't even put him in until there was 2 minutes left. It was literally garbage time. And so if it was a coach's decision, it seems like he would have gotten him some seasoning and gotten him some playing time. And Fitzpatrick is playing well. And they're in the hunt. You know, there's now seven teams that make the playoffs. You got the extra wild card spot. And I know Flores and the way he coached last year is whoever is going to help them win right now and not for the future, that's who he's going to play. And I think that you would probably have to hope, or well, not hope, but say that Fitzpatrick is playing pretty good. But I think this was a move made for the future, and I'm completely okay with that, because the team's not winning the Super Bowl this year. even if they made the wild card playoff, they probably get bounced. And the sooner you get the rookie in there, as long as he's healthy, and if they had him as the backup, that's what they're saying, because he's only one play away. So I'm ready. Let's rock and roll, because the future is here.
Personal injury attorney Jared Spingarn with us. Of course, excellent sports opinion, and we love having him on the show. You can reach him at 833-HIRE-JARED. That's 833-447-3527. Or his website, Outstanding, gives you a lot of details about his career, which has been brilliant, at HIREJARED.com. It was kind of sub-garbage time by the time Tua got into the game there. It almost seemed irrelevant, and that is an interesting point. Now, are Dolphin fans, speaking of justice, are they justified in taking delight at seeing Bill Belichick literally face down on the ground, getting trounced at the same time by the guy that he thought was the future, who he wanted to push Brady out of there a few years ago for, Jimmy Garoppolo, and then having Cam Newton, his new hope, coming in and throwing more picks than Brady did in the last two seasons combined, I believe. Do you think that Dolphin fans are justified in taking delight in the demise of the Patriots organization?
Oh, I was enjoying that game for sure. Anytime we could see the Patriots down and Bill Belichick with that pathetic look on his face, it's definitely feels good on the inside when you're watching the Patriots get beat up, and especially by Jimmy G, who they let go. And honestly, I think that was Kraft who made that decision to keep Brady. I think that at that time, Belichick wanted to extend his career and probably wanted to keep Garoppolo. And Kraft, I think that decision might have been made above him. But, yeah, see the Patriots' demise and them not playing well, Dolphin fans can rejoice for sure.
I think Giselle had some extra pictures of Kraft coming out of that Asian spa.
I'm sure she did.
That was part of the reason. What about your beloved Hurricanes? Luby has a subliminal hatred of the Hurricanes. It's come through loud and clear to many of the listeners on the show. I constantly have him referred to in derisive terminology because of the fact that he's made this so obvious. But they've come up with a couple of wins. It wasn't exactly a thing of beauty, that game against Virginia. They've struggled with Virginia in the past for some reason. And this is one criticism that we saw of Manny Diaz last year and maybe the team in general, that they lose games or don't perform well in games where it looks like they should have an obvious win. So what's your feeling about the Canes at this point?
Listen, they're college kids. They're going to be inconsistent. Even teams that are in the NFL are inconsistent from week to week. You got to win ugly sometimes. It was rainy. The conditions were bad. And they pulled out the win. And at the end of the day, I'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day. And so, a W is a W at the end of the day, so I'm pretty happy with it.
All right, and final thing, Jared, as a sports fan, where do you weigh in on the old asterisk argument? Because I find it obnoxious, and now Pat Riley of the Miami Heat was somehow subjected to all kinds of criticism and also derision for making a statement which was taken totally out of context that there should be an asterisk attached to the championship that was won by the Lakers this year, when he was really just saying, hey, it would have been nice to see what we could have done if we hadn't had two of our key players and starters get injured early on in the series.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, nobody's going to remember these things. Well, this season will be more memorable for other reasons, but, the Lakers earned it, and regardless of whether those guys would have been healthy or not, they were the better team. No one expected us to be there. It was a great season. But, yeah, I agree. Asterisks on all kinds of seasons where they're saying, oh, this guy was on steroids and this and that. And, at the end of the day, it's an equal playing field, and I think whoever is the winner, don't have sour gripes and grapes and to gripe about it. So I think that, Lakers earned it. But obviously, I agree with you. It was taken out of context.
Seems like a silly argument. All right, you handle all types of cases. This is personal injury attorney Jared Spingarn, our fine sponsor of Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday. It's 833-HIRE-JARED, free consultation. Well, what are some of the different types of cases that you've handled? Because a lot of people wonder if they have a case, and I know you do much more. Everybody thinks of immediately automobile accidents. What are some of the different things that you've handled, Jared, that you've been so successful at?
Yeah, so any type of case that involves negligence, so whether it's a trip and fall, slip and fall accident, a lot of people think of automobile accidents, but product liability, you know, medical malpractice, things of that nature. So anytime someone's injured at the hands of somebody that does something negligently, you know, I'm happy to take a look at it. And the call is free. The consultation is free. And always there to try to help people that are in need.
Well, congratulations. Luby, do we have some kind of celebratory sound effect that we can play for Jared Spingarn and his lovely wife and their newborn child? Can we throw in some kind of festivity? That's it? A smattering of applause like you were at a Biden rally? There you go. Jared, we thank you. Congratulations.
I think we should have Luby sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to the baby. Just to
I don't think you want that. I don't want to scare your newborn.
That's what we should do.
You don't want that at all, but mazel tov to you.
It's not
life.
A way to welcome a child into the world, Jared. All right.
If she can survive
thanks
that,
so much.
She can survive anything. So, you know.
Yes, yes. Very good. Thanks so much for being with us. Always a pleasure.
All right, you guys. Take care. Be good. Bye-bye.
Be safe.
Thanks so much, Jared Spingarn. What a great story, huh?
That's amazing. Wow. That's crazy.
See, life, I mean, like the sands going through the hourglass, my friend. You just never know. I was talking about that with Jersey Kyle now that he's doubled down on love. Who I finally met, the lovely Karen.
You hadn't met her yet?
Karen.
I thought you met her this whole time?
No, she's laying very low with the COVID-19 stuff, and circumstantially it just didn't work out. First time I met her. Lovely young lady. Way over his head, this kid, Jersey Kyle. He was before, and she knew it, and somehow she's taken him back after a 40-year hiatus. You know what's funny, though? You know Kyle's always wearing some degenerate-looking shirt with the sleeves cut off because he has some kind of claustrophobic thing about shirts? Have you ever seen him with a shirt with sleeves on it?
When we went to the deal thing, because he actually respects them. So when he was doing the lean on the bar with the 5 to 6 different random women that he kept trying to make a move on, he was wearing, I think, a sports coat or something, because that was like an actual nicer event. But every other event, no, I didn't know he even owned a sleeved shirt.
Whipped worse than you are, Luby. If he ever makes fun of you again.
Really? Really?
He has no place.
Jersey?
Karen brought him this green and white dress shirt. Very nice, stylish. And whenever she comes over, he wears it. I saw him earlier in the day. He looked like a guy that was out on a street corner there, hoping that somebody would throw him a half a bagel. And then, not to, you know, impugn the integrity of those people, I mean, you have to have some feelings in this lifetime. But he really did. He looked like he was sleeping under a tree. And then by the time she was coming over, he had cleaned up, and of course he was wearing that shirt. You believe that?
It's amazing.
And he makes fun of you for being whipped.
Oh, no.
For watching.
I mean, it's justified. I own it. The difference with him is he's the one that mocks people like that.
Yeah, Mr.
To the nth degree.
Swashbuckling pirate. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Like, women, who cares, right?
Exactly.
Madly in love with this girl, and rightfully so. All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. We'll take your calls the rest of the way if you want to join us. Thanks to Jared Spingarn. You can reach him very easily. 833-HIRE-JARED. Handles all types of cases. All kinds of crazy stuff goes on out there. And this guy is going to get you maximum capital and compensation for the damage that's been done to you and your life by somebody else's negligence. Jared Spingarn, 833-HIRE-JARED. All right, I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. We'll come back. We'll grab your calls the rest of the way. The Greek coming your way 3 o'clock this afternoon on 940 Winds with the great Ricardo, who does a fine job for us on the Hylia Park Trivia Challenge. And we love that kid, and he's doing a nice job. I mean, they are almost fitting together now like Ian Eagle and Charles Davis. And that's at a very high level, is it not? Luby, I don't know if you caught the broadcast, but they are tight. I think Eagle can make anybody look good, but Charles Davis was
already
outstanding on his own.
They're great. I don't get to hear them often, but they were on yesterday, and I watched at least the first half. And the two of them together is amazing.
Can we dedicate an hour and have them both on at the same time? I think we need that kind of wiggle room to get the conversation in. If we had both Ian and Charles on,
two of them together, those are two more long-winded guests. To be honest,
yes,
those segments go on forever.
They do elaborate, much like we are here, abusing the format once again. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:23.
Detrás de centro, va a venir la entrega para el novato, corre por el centro, hay un hueco, está en la 20, Nick Chubb todavía de pie, 30, Nick Chubb, 25, 40, 50, Nick Chubb, hasta la vista, baby, Nick Chubb, touchdown, sí señor, el novato con la corrida más larga de la temporada, tremendo hueco por la derecha y le dice adiós a los Falcons. Y los Browns de Cleveland toman ventaja 27-10 en este tercer cuarto. ¡Qué barbaridad de novato, Dios mío!
Buenos días. The cafecito is piping hot. Why not enjoy it with Difo and Luby? It's now time for the Difo Show.
Who had the biggest belly laugh yesterday, Giselle or Tommy Boy? Buccaneers look great, absolutely great.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Great. And the Patriots are in the tank. And the whole thing with Cam Newton, unfortunately, yesterday didn't work out for the Patriots and their backers there, with apologies to the lovely Anna of Deal Volkswagen fame. She still loves her Patriots. Mustang, same thing. I'll give her credit to Mustang. I thought she was rooting for the Patriots strictly because Brady is the man and every woman's dream. Thus, in the arms of Gisele Bündchen, a supermodel worth hundreds of billions of dollars after he already had like a hot babe actress, did he not? Is it, yes, Bridget Moynihan? Was that her name? Bridget,
yes,
Moynihan?
And she's very attractive, good-looking woman, and he traded her in for like a supermodel.
Imagine that. You get dumped for a supermodel. Do you feel badly if you're Bridget Moynihan and you get dumped for a supermodel by the number one catch in all of America when it comes to guys coming off the athletic fields and into the marriage realm?
Probably. I mean, they had a kid together, so they probably does, but I mean, yeah, I don't know how logical that is.
Anyway, they look great yesterday. I watched a lot of that Tampa Bay game, and Brady, who we called a shot fighter forever, I mean, he was in quarry terminology, and he looked great. He really did, and Gronkowski did too. Gronkowski was brilliant in this ballgame. Offense looked tremendous, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, deemed by Howie Long to be the best team in the league now. You believe that to be true, in spite of the fact that you still have the Pittsburgh Steelers, undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers, at 6-0. Incredible. All right, the Tua era begins. We have a poll question out there, and Luby will give us whatever the current results are in the next segment of the show. More vital to society, the Tua starting for the Miami Dolphins on Sunday against the Rams, or the results of the presidential election on Tuesday of next week, a week and a day away. Eight more days till we get the results. I'll be happy. I mean, nothing against the person, you know, and it's hard to say, I mean, what's going on in Miami politics, but I don't know if I can take another Mukersell Powell commercial either side of that. Is she involved with this Russian hitman, or is she the real deal? I don't even know, but it's like every break has at least two Debbie Mukersell Powell commercials. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
I'd almost watch Larry King hawking garlic tablets before I'd want to see any more political ads. It's 9:31.
What kind of question is that?
What kind of a question is that?
How could you ask me a question like that?
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
It's time for today's mini trivia challenge, brought to you by the law offices of Jared Spingarn. Injured in an accident? Call 833-HIRE-JARED. That's 833-447-3527. Or log on to HireJared.com, where it's not just business, it's personal. For today's championship question, we look at the most infamous mistake by a catcher in World Series history. Will Smith's whiff on Max Muncy's throw to the plate Saturday night in the Dodgers-Rays game that led to the Game 4 winning run brought to mind the pass ball heard round the world in the 1941 World Series. Also coming in Game 4 between the Yankees and Dodgers. The catcher was Mickey Owen, who had what would have been an inning-ending and game-ending third strike tip off his mitt and roll to the screen, opening the floodgates for the Yankees to surge past the Dodgers and win the game. Today's HireJared.com championship question is, who was batting when Owen made that classic mistake? Was it Tommy Heinrich, Joe DiMaggio, Bill Dickey, or Charlie Keller? That answer in a moment. For Jared Spingard, your injury is not just business, it's personal. After suffering devastating injuries in a near-fatal car crash at 18 and dealing with unjust insurance companies in his own case, Jared decided to dedicate his life's work to help the injured. No law firm is better equipped to handle or understand your case than the law offices of Jared Spingard. If you're a victim of a car crash, pedestrian accident, slip and fall, spinal cord injury, wrongful death, or medical malpractice, log on to HireJared.com. That's HireJared.com. Or call 833-HIRE-JARED. And instead of getting hustled by your attorney, get the one firm that's going to hustle for you. Hire Jared has the resources, the record of success, and over 1,000 winning cases worth of experience. No injury is minor when it's yours. Call 24/7 for a no-obligation free evaluation of your case. You pay nothing unless you win. Don't let your case become just another number. Log on to HireJared.com or call 833-HIRE-JARED and see what a difference personalized service can make. Jared Spingarn has been in your shoes. It changed his life. Let the law offices of Jared Spingarn help change yours. In one of the most infamous incidents in World Series or baseball history, Owen lost the third strike to Tommy Henry, who would reach first base and trigger a rally that powered the Yankees to that Game 4 series win. That's today's mini trivia challenge brought to you by the law offices of Jared Spingarn for all personal injury matters. And remember, if you don't win, you don't pay. Log on to HireJared.com or call 833-HIRE-JARED. That's 833-447-3527.
And they're off. Expectedly, Kryptonite comes first from the game. On the outside comes Ditmack to Billy Starr.
See, come here. You get it in?
Yeah, I got it in, son. It's all on Kryptonite.
Beautiful.
Look at this horse go. Let's go, one. Come on, baby. Take it off. Come on.
Look at this one move.
Come on.
This horse can't lose.
You can do it, Kryptonite. Come on,
Kryptonite. Look, it's Let's a lot. It's beautiful. Don't
come
even worry.
Sure. Come on, one. Come on, one. Let's go.
I'm not even going to look. Because I know we can't lose. We can't move.
Let's go, one. Come on. Look. He's pulling.
Look at it. Look at it. It's all.
Take it off.
It's all over.
Come on, Kryptonite. You can do it.
He bet the horse. He bet Kryptonite. Give me the tickets.
But Sonny, we're winning.
You can't win. You mush bet Kryptonite.
Jeez. 5 minutes in the lead.
Come on. We've been mushed.
Come on, Kryptonite.
Come on.
Come on, what? Come on, Kryptonite. You can start Kryptonite. Come on, Hank, get there. Hank, get there. No. No.
We now return to the Defoe Show.
Spectacular day unfolding here after all the wet stuff we had over the weekend. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz with you. 940 wins, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. And we are taking your calls from anywhere the rest of the way. You can dial us up at 866-801-0940. 866-801-0940 as we invite you in Vin Scully-type fashion to pull up a chair and stay a while. Dodgers on the threshold maybe of clinching and closing out the World Series, which would be much to my delight, with a stick sitting there at 4-1. So I pick up 400. Luby says that I'm an absolute wimp if I hedge. This is a guy that cries about having to leave a dollar tip on a $300 check. Unbelievable.
What? She made enough money. She's getting paid by the hour.
That logic doesn't fly here, and you have to understand degenerate math, Luby. I believe you have to take that into account. Most people would say just go ahead and fire away and let it stand. That would be the Jersey Kyle approach, but this is a guy who wore the shirt for the fifth time that he was seeing this woman that she bought him at the very outset of their return engagement in a relationship, the lovely Karen, who I met the other night. Fine woman, way over his head, this guy. How did he fool her the first time, much less a second? Luby,
yeah,
do you
impressive.
Have any idea?
That's impressive.
What does she not see? I mean, it's just amazing to me, but nonetheless, they're very happy, and I'm very happy for them. But how could he ever say anything about you being whipped, having to watch World Series games on your cell phone because you have to sit with the lovely Shirley while she watches something else on the regular big-screen TV that you have in there, that 80-incher? And then Jersey always, I mean, no matter what, this is a guy that doesn't own another shirt with sleeves on it. He gets those beautiful deal Volkswagen shirts, he cuts the sleeves right off.
Oh, really?
First move, right in front of Anna. Yeah, he takes the scissors and cuts the sleeves off. She's thinking, what is this clown doing? But that's just the way that he wears them. But he has nothing on you, Libby. I'm telling you, he capitulated to every possible thing that he would think would please this lovely young lady who somehow has lost her mind for a second time and is seeing this guy on a regular basis. Just incredible. We have the Breeders' Cup coming up in a couple of weeks. Speaking of Jersey Kyle, we're hoping he gets back on his game here. I don't know how Gurgles did with his Perdomo Horses of the Week, but the question of the day is, and we always ask this, right, on the hedge thing, you don't really understand this because I don't know that you've ever been in a situation.
I understand
like this,
it. I get it when you had some, there was some bet that was $5,000 on it. So it was like, what if I put a grand? You know, at least I'll get a grand or I'll win $4,000. That I get. But if it's
well,
100.
You just don't want to lose. Do you want to lose the money that you threw
I
out there?
Know.
I mean, is it all in? Are you Johnny Chan sitting there in like the 86 World Series of Poker as depicted in very, very beautifully so and very deeply so in the movie Rounders, which may be one of the great all-time gambling movies.
Oh,
I would put it in the top five all-time for sure. It's not the Wahlberg version. He butchered it. Absolutely butchered it. But in the top five gambling movies of all time, the number one movie of all time clearly being James Caan in The Original Gambler. And everything else was secondary to that. Much like this 537 votes that Billy Corbin put together. Absolutely incredible. All right, so yesterday's NFL action was amazingly compelling, Luby. I know you missed a lot of it because you were at some Fugazi birthday party.
Oh, we watched it. We watched it. I just missed that. I left in the middle of the third quarter when the Steelers had a 27-7 lead and were dominating on both sides of the ball. I got to my buddy's house in the middle of the fourth quarter when it was 27-24 and the Titans were marching down the field to try and tie the game. And I was like, what the hell? I watched the rest of the game, rest of the stuff. Like, I had an idea about the rest of Sunday that the Patriots getting annihilated and the Cardinals and the Seahawks was a crazy game. But I did not understand what happened between the third and fourth quarter, like how the Steelers led the Titans back in that game.
You ever heard the title, The Loneliness of a Long-Distance Runner?
No.
Depicting, no, it was a famous, I believe it was a book many years ago, The Loneliness of a Long-Distance Runner.
Okay.
And describes what it's like, you know, to be training and you have to run 300 miles just to keep up with, at the time, I don't even know that people knew people ran in Kenya. But, you know, it was, I guess, about an American distance runner. But what could be more lonely, thank God this game was at home, right, than being the kicker on a team who whiffed on a field goal that either would have sent you into overtime or won the ball game. And it happened a couple of times yesterday, although the Arizona kicker had a chance to redeem himself later on and did by nailing a 48-yarder. But that was the most ironic of circumstances where Kingsbury had to call a timeout because the play clock was running out as his special teams unit ran on the field. And before they, just before they got the snap off, the clock was about to expire and push them back to a much more difficult degree of difficulty type of field goal try. I mean, it was going to go from like 41 yards to maybe 47, right? So you would say prohibitive at that point?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the 41-yarder is almost a chip shot. 47, 46-yarder is a lot more difficult kick.
Starts to get in an Nedney cone of death, doesn't it? Where
exactly.
It could go either way.
Exactly.
Either he's going to overcompensate for the usual hook or he's going to push it out there. He was a left-footed kicker a little bit to the left. And this ball really took an odd spin. I mean, it almost looked like it had a gyroscope in it. And after he makes the first one, which was swiped at just before they called a timeout, and you thought, wow, defense called a timeout there. Probably a good move because he made the thing with relative ease. Then he hooks the second one and misses it. And so the game continued into a longer period of overtime, and yet with very little time left, I mean like seconds to go, Arizona got a pick from Russell Wilson and converted it into the game-winning field goal. That was late at night last night. Gostkowski misses a field goal that would have put Tennessee in a dead heat and sent that game into overtime against Pittsburgh in a battle of unbeatens. And yet people like you, Luby, refuse to accept that Ryan Tannehill – and, you know, many people refuse to accept that we've turned a corner in this COVID-19 thing. It certainly doesn't look that way, does it? I mean, it wouldn't appear
no.
by the numerology that the corner. What corner's been turned? The corner to the graveyard? I'm not
corner
sure.
Corner back to where we began is what it feels like.
Let's go back to the beginning and start from scratch. That's kind of what we were doing. And Tennessee would have had a shot to do that. But Gostkowski, thank God they were home. Because that's got to be a very lonely feeling, being the kicker on a plane when you blew a field goal that could have either won the ball game for your team, which they eventually lost, or sent that game in overtime, which was much deserved by the fight that the Tennessee Titans showed in coming back against a Pittsburgh Steelers team that most people feel is the best in the NFL, period. Never mind just the AFC. number one in the power rankings of many of the people that do that sort of calculation. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 6-0. One unvictorious team so far, and guess who it is, Luby?
J-E-T-S.
Jets, Jets, Jets. Now, you would have to think that they keep Adam Gase in place the rest of the year because they really want that number one pick. It's going
to
be invaluable.
Be the way to get there.
Lose them all. They're the only team in a position right now to go ahead and they have their
they
own
control
fate
their
in their
own
hands.
Destiny, I guess you could say.
Yes. Let's use the cliches here. Control their own destiny in this spot. And if they really wanted to control it, they'd keep everything the same.
just don't change
it. Leave
anything.
It like it is. In fact, they would even provoke Greg Williams to punch Adam Gase at some point in the locker room. State for everybody that was part of the Jet organization that this thing is in utter chaos because they want Trevor Lawrence, who the Pauly man said, this guy is remarkable. And the Pauly man has a very astute opinion on draft picks and things that involve any type of sporting futures. Not that, everybody else doesn't see similar things, but he really looks like the real deal, does he not? That's what the Pauly man was saying on Saturday.
He is a great.
He's the best college player right now. I mean, he really does look like a prototypical.
He doesn't
pro
have a hole. Like at most quarterbacks, you can find a hole. Like Trevor Lawrence, the dude is big. He's strong. Has a cannon. He's accurate. He is willing to check down. He's not overconfident. Dude, he's actually athletic. He can run as well. He's smart. He's humble. Like there's really just not a hole in his game. That's the problem. Most prospects, you can find a bunch of them. He doesn't have any.
I'm not sure I'm a fan of the hairdo. I hate to be critical of things like that, but could he not come up with something better, Trevor Lawrence? I know he's a kid. I understand that. I don't mean to criticize a college kid for the way he wears his hair. Certainly. No, we had very stylish hair at Syracuse University, even back in the hippy-dippy heydays. Very stylish. All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. The Greek comes your way 3 o'clock today. It's great to be with you. A peel yourself off the mat Monday. I think we've done a reasonable job of doing that. And it's been a pleasure all morning long. We'll come back and wrap things up. Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday, brought to you by, and if you're peeling yourself off the pavement, personal injury attorney Jared Spingarn, who was brilliant today. I thought he did a great job with all of his positions on the sporting world and the things that we tossed at him. You can reach him if you have a personal injury matter, and go ahead and give him a call. It's a free consultation. Maybe you know somebody that says, hey, you won't believe this, I was in an accident. Give him the number, 833-HIRE-JARED, 833-447-3527. Or on the website, you can find out a whole lot more about this guy, who is a very sincere, and you can see, down-to-earth guy at HireJared.com. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:51.
Really a degenerate, but I am willing to learn.
The only way to get your morning started is with Defo, joined by Luby, right here on The Defo Show.
Oh, was it you called me earlier this morning a gutless pig?
I didn't call Luby, you that, but I wouldn't deny that either.
That's fair. I think it's fair. You know what? You have to be able to accept criticism when it's due. Although, there was somebody, and I know this is social media, so it really shouldn't make any difference. I probably shouldn't even bring it up, but I'm going to anyway. It's not that it bothered me so much. It just surprises me the levels of depravity that some people will stoop to on social media. Somebody must have caught our segment, I guess, with Len Robbins when we were talking about New York sports primarily, because that's where Len Robbins is. But the purpose of having Len Robbins on, in addition to the fact that there is obviously some interest of the South Florida people here in New York sports, is just to have a great conversation with a guy who's really funny, and New York is where he is. That's what he's written about his whole life for the most part. So that would be natural to choose his topical material. Now, Luby, I mean,
yes.
It's not like we're obsessed with New York.
It's stuff that's general, though. Like, we don't do a New York show. Stuff that everyone's making fun of the Jets. Everyone's making fun of the Mets. Everyone's talking about the Yankees and how they were disappointments. Like, these are all general national conversation.
I was subjected to, at least by this one gentleman, I mean, a massive amount of anti-Semitic remarks that I should get my bleep butt back up to New York, like Sid Rosenberg, and nobody cares about this.
Like one segment. Once every week or so.
Yes, exactly. And I'm thinking, wow, I mean,
actually, literally, do the show is mostly local. Like, you're very local. That's the funny thing.
It should be, right? We're here in South Florida. That's what it's all about. And you know, Miami is another suburb of New York, is it not? in many ways.
I never wanted to do a show all about New York. I actually agree with that person, but we don't.
Yeah.
We barely do anything New York.
Does it have to get into anti-Semitism, though? I mean, what
that's
is
a
that?
Weird, that's a weird move.
It's a strange business here, but you have to have a thick skin, that's for sure. You have to be able to shrug off virtually anything.
There's as many Jews here as there are in New York, so that's like, why would I don't have to leave being Jewish? Like, I'm actually at home here in South Florida.
Exactly, man. Temple is full every time I go, which unfortunately hasn't been very frequently. In fact, never here in South Florida. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at 6. It was a lot of fun. Harvey Fialkoff will be with us, Brett Chester, the agent of the stars, and other surprises on the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. It's been a pleasure being with you all morning long as the Tua era begins, and we'll be into, well, one day closer to seeing it actually come to fruition. Hope the kid plays well. And will Aaron Donald turn the game film of that contest into the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? I certainly hope not. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Thanks for being with us. The Greek at 3 o'clock today. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 as we leave you now that.
The time.
9:59.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Look what they done to my soul.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.